At the end of April, homeschool life can be very busy. So I have a very simple reminder for us today.
Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest.
I don't know what your homeschool is looking like right now, but my life is very full. Our calendar is packed every year at the end of April, and I find myself looking to a date in May and thinking we just have to get there, and then we can slow down, and then I can rest. I find in these really busy seasons, it can be easy for me to forget the simple truths that I know. So I want us to remember a very important but very simple truth today about how we can find rest in the midst of whatever's going on. You know, maybe your calendar is like mine and your days are very full with many different activities. Maybe as we're nearing the end of the school year, you're struggling with some regret that you're behind in your lessons and you just haven't gotten as far as you wanted to. Whatever's going on in your heart today, I want us to remember the words of Jesus from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, I find in the times when my heart is not feeling restful, it's easy to forget this beautiful invitation that we have from Jesus to come to him and receive the rest that he has for us. I see in here kind of three things that would be good for us to remember today. And the first is that Jesus said, "Come to me." We can only seek true rest in the person of Jesus. Jesus then goes on. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Second, rest is a gift. It's not something we can create for ourselves. It's something we can only go to Jesus for and receive the gift that he offers us. But then he goes on and says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The third thing that I see in these beautiful verses in this invitation from Jesus is that we can learn how to live in rest through a journey of walking with Jesus. So today, it's a very simple reminder for us. If we're not feeling restful, if we're feeling overwhelmed, busy, stressed, anxious, fearful, worried, if we're regretting the things we haven't done, Jesus offers us rest. We can come to him, and he says that he will give us rest. We can walk with him, and that's how we will find rest for our souls. So I'd ask you today for your one step. What do you need to do to come to Jesus? What do you need to do today to take that one step to walk with him? Turn on some worship music, open your Bible, write down some things that you're thanking God for today, spend a few minutes in prayer, come to Jesus and find his rest. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking at ways we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts. Really, it all focuses on this, coming back to Jesus again and again. And until that time, I pray that you today will experience the rest that Jesus offers to you.